The Maine Supreme Judicial Court will likely resolve the question of whether Governor Paul LePage waited too long to veto bills sent to him by the legislature on June 30th. The court heard arguments from four different legal teams today in Portland. Chief Justice Lee Sofley says the court can only issue an advisory opinion in the case, but interested parties say it's unlikely either the governor or the legislature would challenge that opinion. So, as A.J. Higgins reports, the fate of 65 bills hangs on the High Court's ruling.
To understand the legal position that Governor Paul LePage saw himself in on June 30th, his attorney, Cynthia Montgomery, says it's important to look at the adjournment order that the legislature's presiding officers signed, a document that essentially said the lawmakers were adjourned until they were summoned back. Montgomery said as far as LePage was concerned, that might not have been until January.
When the legislature adjourned on the 30th, without a date certain to return, that is what triggered the difficulty here. So typically, if the legislature chooses to adjourn for longer than 10 days, but gives a date certain for return, that is a different scenario than the one we faced this time.
Adjournment dates trigger a deadline for the governor to veto bills, and in this case, there are 65 of those. Legislative leaders maintain that their adjournment order was no different than others issued in the past. And they say that because of LePage's inaction, those bills have now become law. It's a position disputed by the governor, who maintains that he couldn't return bills if he wanted to because lawmakers weren't there physically to receive them. Montgomery refers to language in the Constitution that says that if the legislature's adjournment prevents the governor from returning bills, they do not become law. The problem with that argument, according to legislative leaders, is that the word adjournment implies final adjournment, and they insist they never adjourned finally on June 30th. Montgomery found herself defending that point during questioning from several justices, including Justice Ellen Gorman.
Ms. Montgomery, you cannot be making the argument that the governor was unaware that the legislature was taking a position that time was running. There were messages to the governor's office from both houses saying, we are open for business, return your vetoes if you're going to veto. So you cannot be saying that there was a miscommunication or an error. This was a decision by the governor to challenge his reading of the Constitution against other parties' reading of the Constitution.
It was a decision by the governor to follow his own reading of the Constitution. That's correct.
Montgomery told the justices that it was true that similar adjournment situations had taken place in the past with other legislatures, and she acknowledged the governor did not press his veto timetables on those occasions. But she also said that the state of communications between the governor and legislative leaders was particularly difficult this year, and she said tensions contributed to a lack of communication between the two branches of government. That point was soundly rejected by Timothy Woodcock, an attorney representing Democratic House Speaker Mark Eaves and GOP Senate President Michael Thibodeau.
It is crystal clear that this order of June 30 was deliberately structured for the purpose of allowing the governor to return the vetoes. I mean, it's clear as crystal, there can be no doubt about it. And I just want to make this point, if I may, before I depart here. It cannot be that the rule that applies, that differentiates this from other sessions, is that there was contentiousness. Tension is built into the separation of powers. It's a shared power. That can't be the constitutional rule.
I think the governor still has an uphill battle on this, but I don't think he's starting at the base of the mountain anymore.
That's Michael Chinchette, LePage's former chief legal counsel. He and Cynthia Dill, a Cape Elizabeth attorney, say the justices' questions on whether legislative leaders properly extended the legislature's adjournment date appear to suggest that there could be a problem.
There was this discovery of the legislature failing to extend its adjournment date within the statutory level. So there's like this added fact now that gives some credence to the governor's argument.
Chief Justice Lee Sofley said the justices would place the governor's request for an opinion on an expedited schedule, a time frame that some lawyers said could produce a ruling as soon as next week. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.